The Manpower Group Employment Outlook Survey for the first quarter of 2019 has found that only 11% of employers surveyed expect to increase the number of people on their payroll, while 6% anticipated a decrease in their number and 81% forecast no change in their payroll. This is described as conservative by the drafters of the report. For more on the report, we speak to Lindy van den Baselaar, Managing Director at Manpower Group. Lindy, how many firms does the Manpower Employment Outlook survey and what sort of detail is extracted from them?
So the survey is actually quite basic. What it does is it does a survey of approximately 750 companies across the country, across various sectors. And basically one question is put to the company. What are your hiring intentions for the next quarter? Are you planning to hire more people? Are you planning to leave your payroll as it is? Or are you planning to reduce your payroll? So that's basically what the survey actually involves.
Right. So what was the net employment outlook according to your specifications? And what's the backstory behind the statistics in terms of why firms will hire and why most will not?
Okay, so for this, for the quarter one of next 2019, the net employment outlook is sitting at plus 4%, which is actually really, really low. And if we compare it to the previous quarter, it's actually come down by 2% and also 2% lower than a year ago. And I think the reason being is, well, if you look at the breakdown, firstly, of the score, 81% of employers saying they're not going to change their payroll for the next quarter. 6% are anticipating a decrease, which I don't think is that bad, considering the fact that we're sitting with a high level of unemployment, and we also know that there's a lot of retrenchments going on. Mm. And then 11% of employees are expecting to increase their payrolls. And I think the reason for the outlook being so low is the fact that, you know, that the economic activity is still very, very low. And I think companies are cautious in terms of whether or not they should be increasing their headcount at this stage. So I think it's almost a wait and see. Let's see what happens before they make any decisions. Yeah.
So when you looked at sectors across the economy, which ones appear to have a greater appetite to hire? And of course, conversely, those ones which don't seem to be able to hire?
Okay, the sector that's showing the most promising outlook in terms of growing is the wholesale and retail sector, which is forecasting a growth of about 14%. And the reason for that is probably due to the overlap of the Christmas holidays. You know, people are making their last purchases from a holiday point of view and also taking advantage. We all know that post-Christmas there are a lot of sales and things like that, and retailers take advantage of that. So that's pretty normal. And then the sector that's showing the lowest is the manufacturing sector. Now, we know for a while the manufacturing sector has not been performing really well. So that is the one area that's not forecast to go. In fact, it's forecasting a decrease in the quarter one of 2019.
And when it comes to the size of companies surveyed, is it the smaller or larger firms that are looking to up their payrolls?
So it's across the board. So we look at small businesses which have 10 to 49 employees, and we look at medium businesses. And it's always smaller firms that are ones that are holding back, because remember, a cost of a hire is very expensive for a small SME as opposed to a larger organization which can absorb the higher cost. So when we look at an increase, companies are looking to increase, even though it's really low, it's generally your bigger firm because they can afford to substantiate the cost.
Your report looks at the provincial picture too. So in terms of best and worst outlook, what are some of the provinces saying about their appetite to hire?
So interesting enough, the province that's showing the highest outlook is the Eastern Cape, which generally in the past has shown quite a low outlook. But I think we must be cautious when we say it's positive, because even though it's showing the highest forecast, it is only sitting at plus 8%. Hmm. And the possible reason for that, because we know the automotive industry sits there in terms of exports, and there is general manufacturing going on. So although it's showing the highest, it isn't great in the bigger schemes of things. And then the one that's showing the least performance is the Free State, which is the norm. It's showing a negative growth of minus 2%. And continues to show those kind of results when we do our surveys. And that's because it's predominantly mining. And we know what's happening in the mining industry right now as well.
Absolutely. So to what extent have recent changes in labour laws, including the National Minimum Wage Act, impacted the employment outlook, if at all?
I think it's too soon to say. I think everyone knows we have to do it. Just from a business side, we've been educating clients right from when it was supposed to have gone out in May. It was supposed to have been released. It's only coming into effect next year. I think there is concern, and time will tell, that raising the minimum wage is going to cause a large level of unemployment. But I think that we can't tell. That we will have to wait and see what happens in January when it actually comes law.
That was Lindy van den Bursele. She's Managing Director at the Manpower Group.